Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
From the RFC studios in Charlotte, North Carolina, I am Brian Kilby, and this is the RFC Daily-ish Transformers News Update. Today's update is probably the biggest update that we have ever had. And because of that, today's update is going to be a bit different. So today, to help me share the news with you, I have Radio Free Cybertron's very own Diecast. Diecast, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, before we start talking about this Unicron toy, just real quick, you are coming back from TFCon. How was that trip?
It was long. It was a fun time.
You're probably a little overwhelmed with all the Transformers stuff going on.
Transformers, Cookie Monsters, it's all in there. It was all part of the trip.
So I'm glad you mentioned that. So on Thursday or Friday of last week, HasLab's next project was announced, which was Cookie Monster. I think they need to sell 3,000 of them, and it's a full-size Cookie Monster. And with that, we assumed that that was going to be the next HasLab exclusive for a while. And I think our listeners know that you have been really excited about a new Unicron. You know, we make fun a little bit of you with it's kind of like how we used to do with Don before he got his RC. But yeah. You are actually really kind of dejected over the Cookie Monster thing. You thought you weren't getting a Unicron.
I thought it was going to be next. And then when that didn't happen, I assumed it would be a while wait.
So this morning, I woke up because I slept late this morning to news that the next HasLab exclusive is Unicron, $575, and they have to have backers for 8,000 of them. It's a lot of money.
It is, but we did talk about it on Radio Free Cybertron a couple times, and we knew it was going to be this price because the sail barge was 500. And that was a non-transforming piece. So this, you know, this is justifiable to me in my head.
So, okay, let's go ahead and talk about details for this. It is 27 inches tall, which makes it the tallest Transformer ever. It's 19 pounds and has 50 points of articulation. Once it is in planet mode or moon mode or whatever you want to call it, it's 30 inches in diameter. Which is ridiculously huge. It comes with its own stand that it can be displayed on in both robot mode and in planet mode. It looks like it stands on its own. Hopefully it does without the stand in robot mode. But I have some concerns considering how big the thing is.
19 pounds. If your cat knocks it over on top of itself, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I think the cat, being 19 pounds, the cat's going to have to run into it pretty hard. But it looks great. They've already got a prototype made. They have renders in place. It looks exceptional. Obviously, we've had Unicron toys before, so it looks very similar to the Armada Unicron that we got in the past, sort of scaled up. It the deco, of course, is G1. I'm actually surprised how similar the rings are to the Armada toy. Honestly, I haven't pulled out my Armada figure to compare it to, but it looks, you know, almost identical.
I would kind of agree with that. I mean, obviously are there more rings on this? It probably took some design cues from that, but you can honestly say this is the best looking Unicron ever made. It's in my mind, it's leaps and bounds above the Armada. And if you look at planet, you know, the planet mode just by itself, it's perfect.
Yeah, it is. And the maw, there's a feature on it where you twist the ring around it and it opens and closes so it can go ahead and munch planets. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's so cool.
It is very cool.
I just really hope we can get 8,000 backers because this being this cool and not getting made would be a real blow.
Yeah, so about that, I mean, right now it's at about 706 backers the last time I checked a couple minutes ago. Actually, I'll do a quick refresh just to see if that's changed. 710, okay. 713 right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's, you know, slowly but surely getting there. That's not even 10% yet. The first and only so far successful HasLab project was the barge from Return of the Jedi, and the threshold for that was what, 5,000?
5,000.
And it barely made it.
$500.
Yeah, and it barely made that.
So this is only $75 more. But like you said, I thought the barge was 176% funded, someone said. So they may had it close to right around 8,000 backers for the barge.
Okay, so the way I remember it, and I may be wrong, it seems like the barge barely got over the hump in the last couple of weeks. Now, it may have been that there were additional sales due like to retailers and stuff that may have been factored into that. I don't know. But when I checked the page today, it said number of backers, 5,000 plus.
Mm.
So, yeah, but Star Wars, of course, is substantially more popular than Transformers. So, but, you know, Jabba's barge, while it's something that we haven't had before in the Star Wars toy line, it's probably not as desirable for Star Wars fans as Unicron is to Transformers fans. But of course, this is not the first Unicron that we've gotten, so we'll see. Fingers crossed.
I'd agree with that because I'm a Star Wars fan also, obviously a bigger Transformers fan, but I'm still a pretty big Star Wars fan, and I didn't need, what was that, 4-5 foot long barge. I mean, at least this is going to stand up somewhere and or be in planet mode, and it's not going to take up as much room as a barge.
Yeah, I don't think it will. So real quick again, over 50 points of articulation. That includes the maw that opens and closes in planet mode. His mouth opens as well, so he tilt his head back and eat Transformers. So this is again a really ambitious project, really exciting, and we hope that this gets funded because I think we all need a 27-inch Unicron in our lives.
Yes. Please, please back this project if you can.
Diecast, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, and you know, let's keep our fingers crossed till August 31st.
And that's today's update. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. Later this week on Thursday, we'll have Radio Free Cybertron 631, which will feature all, which hopefully means more than just this. We'll be covering all of the San Diego Comic-Con news. That's one day later than normal. We are doing Radio Free Cybertron this week on Thursday instead of Wednesday due to SDCC. We'll see you then.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.